This is GPB. I'm Leah Fleming. Several state agencies are looking for ways to comply with a recent order from Governor Brian Kemp to slash their budgets by 4% for the upcoming fiscal year and another 6% the following year. Now, just to mention, GPB is a state agency that is funded in part by the state of Georgia. Morehouse School of Medicine in Atlanta is one of the institutions being affected by the budget cuts. The historically black school had planned to use a $500,000 grant to create the Center for Excellence on Maternal Mortality, a problem that disproportionately affects women of color. But now that grant from the Department of Community Health is in jeopardy and could be eliminated as part of the statewide budget cuts. Joining us now to talk about this is Natalie Hernandez, an assistant professor at Morehouse School of Medicine. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Good, thanks. So let's talk about this. Black women in Georgia are at least three times more likely to die during and shortly after pregnancy than white women. Why?
So it's multi-level. There are a lot of contributing factors. The leading causes for women in general are cardiovascular and coronary diseases. And we know with health disparities, black women have higher rates of obesity and amongst other things. A big contributing factor to that and what the research has documented is this thing related to discrimination, racism, the stressors related to being a black woman and facing those things every single day. And that's why when people talk about maternal mortality, it has no socioeconomic level. You know, it affects women with no degree versus a woman with a PhD. And so you have many women being affected by this issue. And then a lot of the deaths happen in the fourth trimester, or what we call after you give birth. And so a lot of that, again, you know, some women lose their coverage once they give birth if they have Medicaid. And so when you don't have that coverage, you don't have the resources to be able to maintain your appointments and thus seeking the care that you need.
So. Oh, once you leave the hospital, go home.
Yes.
Caring for yourself.
Yes. And the Georgia report, they showed a significant amount of the deaths that happen to these women after they give birth.
This is another staggering piece of data. Georgia's Maternal Mortality Review Committee found that 60% of pregnancy-related deaths in the state are preventable.
Yes.
That is shocking.
It is shocking. It's disheartening that 60% of them could have been prevented. I think, you know, when women are coming in and they're being seen, there are a lot of things that are being missed. And that's where people talk about this discrimination. People are, particularly for black women, are dismissing their symptoms, dismissing the fact that they may have pain, or when they're saying, I'm swollen, oh, it'll go down, not realizing it can be something very serious. And again, with prevention, having access to care is so crucial. We still have 20% of women in the state of Georgia that don't have access to care. If we would have, you know, expanded Medicaid or even extend Medicaid, you have women that would be covered. But our most vulnerable populations are not being covered by healthcare right now.
So I know a couple of pregnant women in my life. They are black women. Mm-hmm. They are pregnant. What would you tell them to do in order to have a successful pregnancy? I mean, should they be looking for a black doctor? What do black women do? Because I'm thinking they hear this information and they may know it mentally.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, they want to have a healthy pregnancy.
Yeah, yeah. You want a doctor. So, yes, outcomes with black physicians improve a woman's experience. But overall, I think you just want a doctor that you feel listens to you, understands your concerns, are documenting you. For a lot of women, and I remember from my own experience, my prenatal care appointments were only 5 minutes. I go in, they check, you know, you do a sonogram, they check for the heartbeat, they measure you, and then you're done. And oftentimes you spend more time waiting than your actual experience. And so you want to ensure as a woman that you feel empowered to ask the right questions. And I think that's one of the trainings that we wanted to do was you flip the script. Now I'm in the driver's seat and I'm going to be in charge of my own health and make you accountable for those things. You know, if you don't like your doctor, you have the right to switch your physician. You don't have to stick with the same doctor. Sometimes it's uncomfortable or it's a nuisance to do that, but you're in charge of your own life. The C-section rates of all the hospitals, that's public information. You can research that. The C-section rate of my own midwife. So I worked with certified midwives and doulas. Social support is so important in this whole experience. Mm-hmm. And those are the things I think women should be looking for.
And I want to say two things. I also think that going through like the church or some, you know, talking to someone in your own personal life could help in terms of selecting a doctor. And the other thing I want to say, I don't mean to give off the impression that a white doctor cannot treat a black woman, because I think that there are plenty that can.
Yeah, no, definitely. I know for me, my preference is for someone that looks like me. Mm-hmm. I think there are cultural nuances in how we describe symptoms. And sometimes a physician that may not be of the same race or ethnicity may not understand that or discounted. And we've seen it played out. I mean, even Grey's Anatomy had that episode with, you know, the doctor, and she kept saying, I know I'm having a heart attack, and she's a physician, and she's telling them, and they're telling her no. But she knew deep down inside what was going on with her.
It's about listening.
Listening, definitely.
So in 2014, you talked about this. Lawmakers, they established this maternal mortality review committee that studies these individual cases and then synthesizes the conclusions into a report. But that work is tedious, and it has been slow to materialize.
Yes.
And I'm wondering, now with this potential $500,000 cut to what you all are trying to do at Morehouse, what is the pitch to state representatives to preserve that money and really continue the work?
Yeah. I mean, this wasn't a center we came up with haphazardly. You know, we reviewed all the available evidence that existed out there and wanted to see what the gaps were. We care about the women in Georgia. We are number one in the social mission of addressing health inequities and health disparities in the state. And we don't want to see another woman die for something that no woman should die from. It should be the most wonderful experience that someone should have. And for a lot of women, there's fear and anxiety and a risk that you're going to die, especially if you live in Georgia. You know, we've been a staple in this state for a long time, and we're committed, and they need us.
Natalie Hernandez is an assistant professor at Morehouse School of Medicine. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
This is GPB.